MRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. How safe are Virginia's voting machines? Well, here's a hint. Very safe. Physicians and administrators at UVA Health say the hospital prioritizes profits over patients. And the governor announces a new AI task force. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, October 21st. Last week, we reported that two Republican members of the three-person electoral board in Waynesboro are suing to push for hand-counting ballots this election day. But data show that the machines currently used to cast in-person ballots and to count those ballots in Virginia are among the most secure in the U.S. Cardinal News reports that data provided by Verified Voting shows that the voting equipment used by each locality in Virginia has the highest level of security available based on its reliability and the records the equipment produces for verification. The two Republicans filed the lawsuit against the Virginia Department of Elections and the State Board of Elections on October 4th. Virginia Attorney General Jason Mayares is facing a malicious prosecution lawsuit following his failed bid to convict an election official of fraud. Virginia Public Radio's Brad Kuttner reports.
Attorney General Jason Mayares dropped the charges against Prince William County Registrar Michelle White in 2023. His office, as part of a new election integrity unit, claimed the 20-year veteran of Virginia elections doctored records to add votes for former President Donald Trump during the 2020 election. But according to a new civil rights lawsuit filed in federal court Thursday, Mayares was more interested in politics than the law. Corey Stoughton is an attorney repping White. She said Mayares ginned up the charges to legitimize conspiracies about the 2020 election.
And if that meant lying and misrepresenting facts and omitting important information when they went to the grand jury and violating every code of ethics that governs prosecutions and the exercise of that incredible power, then so be it.
According to Stoughton, the criminal charges were based on normal election officer work, correcting votes that were manually entered incorrectly at first. She said White is pursuing the lawsuit to stand up for others like her who faced an onslaught of abuse in the last 8 years.
The lawsuit, and Michelle feels very strongly about this, is really about standing up for election workers and sending a signal to people who would attack them when they are doing nothing but trying their hardest under challenging circumstances to protect our democratic processes.
In a statement, the Attorney General's office said the lawsuit is wrong on the facts and the law. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
Current and former physicians and administrators at UVA Health say the hospital, under its current leadership, has prioritized profits over patients. The Daily Progress reports that includes overcharging patients in possible violation of the law. One surgeon, speaking anonymously, said that the hospital's senior leadership has put, quote, tremendous pressure on physicians to charge patients more for treatment at the UVA Medical Center in Charlottesville. Policy experts say that the practice called upcoding is much more commonplace than many people might realize and is largely due to how the Medicare system was set up. A UVA spokesperson said the university will not comment on the allegations until it investigates. Preliminary data show this year's respiratory illness season will be similar to last year's. One way to stay protected is to get an annual flu shot, and it's not too late to get one, says Virginia State epidemiologist Dr. Lori Forlano.
October is kind of the sweet spot with respiratory illness season, so that's the month, at least traditionally here in Virginia. You know, we're not going to see that trend increase probably for a couple of weeks, so now is the time to get those vaccines on board.
Forlano says it's best to get vaccinated before the season's peak, which usually falls between December and February. For more information on annual vaccinations, visit vdh.virginia.gov. Virginia's Maternal Health Data Task Force is launching the Ask About Aspirin campaign to address maternal mortality. For a decade, leading research groups have recommended low-dose aspirin during pregnancy for people with multiple risk factors, such as diabetes, a history of preeclampsia, or elevated BMI. Katie Page with Virginia's chapter of the American College of Nurse Midwives said the campaign is intended to raise awareness.
We know that recommendations in health research take an average of 11 to 15 years to become routine practice. There's a big research to practice implementation gap. And so this campaign was believed to be a first step.
The task force is made up of a bipartisan group of lawmakers, state agency leaders, maternal care advocates, and care providers. Virginia's fall fire season began last week, and it runs through the end of November. WTOP reports that dry conditions over the past year, particularly during the summer, have led to greater concerns about wildfires. The National Integrated Drought Information System still lists part of Northern Virginia and the Western Shenandoah Valley abnormally dry. Officials say the number one cause of wildfire in Virginia is burning debris that escapes from a campfire or leaf burning. They say it's best to hold off burning leaves or trimmed branches until December. Governor Glenn Youngkin has announced a new task force to work with legislators to put guardrails on rapidly developing artificial intelligence technology. Brad Kuttner has the story.
Youngkin announced his intent to develop the task force earlier this year, but released the names of members Wednesday. In that announcement, the governor said, quote, "While there are amazing opportunities with AI, there are also inherent risks that we must tackle head on." To that end, a team of both partisan and nonpartisan thinkers will assemble in the coming months to help steer the Commonwealth on future AI regulation. Senator LaCharisse Aird is not on the task force, but she's led Virginia's effort to regulate AI and tech since 2020.
At the pace that AI is rapidly expanding, more people are falling into the category of having limited access and limited understanding of this technology and how it affects them.
Aird is targeting the state's use of AI in yet-to-be-written legislation in 2025, and while she's cautiously optimistic about Youngkin's task force, she hopes it'll open doors to future collaboration.
I hope that the governor sees this as a foundation and supports it, but that the task force then uses it as a leap pad to get into the other categories of issues.
University of Virginia law professor Elizabeth Rowe studies data privacy and AI. She said starting with regulating the government's use of the tech can be a good first step, as the rules they set for their own purchases can ripple out into the private sector.
When companies are developing technologies, they want to sell it. That's the whole point. They want to make money. And who doesn't want to sell it to the largest consumer, right, that there is, which is, you're right, the federal government and or the state government.
Any new legislative effort will be brought before the public in 3 months. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
The Department of Defense spent almost $70 billion in Virginia last year, about 11% of total U.S. defense spending. A new DOD report shows the Commonwealth ranked second among states, just behind Texas. Defense spending, including contracts, payroll spending, and grants in the 50 states, and the District of Columbia rose by more than $50 billion in fiscal year 2023 over the prior year. And finally today, University of Virginia basketball coach Tony Bennett choked up during a Friday press conference while explaining his sudden retirement. Bennett, who led the team for 15 years, cited recent changes to college athletics for his departure. Student athletes can now profit from their name, image, and likeness and more easily transfer schools. Bennett called the state of college athletics, quote, unhealthy and in need of tighter regulation and collective bargaining for athletes. Because of Bennett's departure, Virginia athletes are free to enter the NCAA's transfer portal, a database that facilitates a student athlete's intention to transfer between programs. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Livicki. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Monday.